890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Monday, March 10th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate Missy and everything she's doing for us down there in My Pure Health Solutions in Battle Creek. If you'd like her phone number and the website, just text me Missy, M-I-S-S-Y, and I'll send you the information. You can get a free phone consultation with her for both the weight loss fat burning program as well as the stem cell patches. And you can give her a call at their office in Battle Creek, or you can check them out online at the website, truckerrandyhealth.com. Now, one of the things that I think that a lot of people don't understand, you can absolutely get this information with a phone call. You don't have to schedule it online. The way you do it, simply call the office at 269-964-4044. Talk to the receptionist. They can take the information from you over the phone and schedule a consultation for you that way as well. Or, again, through the website, truckerrandyhealth.com. She's got special pricing for our listeners. This is technology that she's now incorporating into the fat-burning weight loss program as well, because she believes so much in the results, things that she's actually seen people giving testimony about how this has revitalized their stem cells and got things working again. And folks, this is all in concert with all of the other things that we do, all the other products that we are consuming ourselves. MAGA Water, John Davis up in Sheboygan, we've enjoyed their water. We now go and get it on a regular basis. I take my 7-gallon jugs. We have 11 of them. I drive up there. I fill up roughly about every month, month and a half. That's what we're consuming. Tim Roberts, PatriotsRelief.com, their website, promo code TR1, Trucker Randy, gets you the discount, free shipping. And well as stem cell patches, now working with Missy, we are trying those out as well to see if we can help offset some of Vicky's health issues that she's dealing with and to get things revitalized happening in our stem cells. This is all stuff that we are doing collectively, and we greatly appreciate all the sponsors. Now, one of the things that caught my eye over the weekend, and it was kind of an interesting short story that we're going to get into in Lansing, is how they are, without a doubt, trying to look at different ways to come up with road funding solutions. Well, now it's pretty obvious that what's happening is that it doesn't appear that they're going to have an appetite in the House, in the Republican control of the House, with the new Speaker, Matt Hall, that they're not interested in a long-term road funding solution that, if it includes raising taxes in any way, shape, or form, they're not going to support it. If you're not going to fix the problem internally, basically, with what existing revenue you have, well, then we're off the bill. Coming out with their plan last Thursday, House Republicans unveiling their $8 billion road funding package. The package is very similar to what Speaker Matt Hall had put out back in the fall, eliminating sales tax on gas, increasing motor fuel taxes by the same amount, and backfilling the school aid fund while reallocating economic development spending. kind of an interesting concept, because this goes totally against what Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to do in continuing some of these funds, some of these programs to attract businesses. Well, what the Republicans are saying is to backfill the school aid fund, sales tax revenue would be earmarked for schools for the amount they would miss at the pump. They also want to rededicate funds coming from the corporate income tax and also grab the money from some expiring programs. Two of them expire at the end of this current budget. The current budget we're operating under, fiscal year 2025. One of them, the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve, or the SOAR Fund, they call it, as well as the Revitalization and Placemaking Programs. The acronym for that, of course, is RAP. So if they take the money from the SOAR Fund and the RAP program, they want that to go into the road funding pot. Well, ultimately, what this would do is dedicate $3.1 billion every single year to go to road funding. Hearings are going to start tomorrow, Tuesday, with the expectation that the bills will be reported out long before the spring break. Once passed in the House, they then go to the Senate for consideration, possible amendments, or if the Democrats don't tinker with it too much, they could basically approve it the way it's written, knowing that they got the votes already in the House. If the Democrats in the Senate do adopt the bills as written, now these are 8 bills total. If that occurs, then they could go directly to the governor for signing. As long as they have immediate effect, then this is again another indicator to Speaker Matt Hall that Whitmer and the Democrats in the Senate are willing to compromise. He might then be willing to also backfill the deficit spending that occurred in the fiscal year 2024 budget, as well as possibly considering releasing the 9 bills he's holding on to from the last legislative session. So right now, Republican Speaker of the House Matt Hall is holding all the cards. We'll have to wait and see. Basically whether or not the Democrats are willing to participate. So again, these 8 bills are going to go to committee. They're going to start having hearings on them starting tomorrow. And will definitely get passed out of the House before spring break. So it's something that we're definitely going to keep an eye on and continue to watch as we move forward. One other short little funding issue that they're having. We talked about this last week. Well, the Michigan Senate Fiscal Agency has done an in-depth forensic audit of the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Fund. What they found is that the current rate that the fund is sending money out would cause a deficit to hit in just 5 years, 2030. According to Jeff Sefton of the Michigan Senate Fiscal Agency. Sefton gave a presentation on updates as to what the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has been up to, what they've accomplished, what are the numbers so far, when he spoke in front of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Universities and Community Colleges. Sefton went on to say at some point over the next few years, there will be a deficit in the program. Unless changes are made to the program, the means of the award levels or increase in appropriations have to occur or the program will run into deficit spending. Scholarship program, which has been in the works since 2023, has expanded eligibility, removed minimum payment requirements, and increased the needs for additional appropriations. So who's been utilizing these programs, these awards? Well, the scholarship program has given out 59,706 awards. The average for 2024 and this fiscal year of 2025, the average award per person is $4,226. So far, the program has given away $252,323,113. According to the data, either the ongoing post-secondary scholarship deposit needs to be increased or the award levels will have to be reduced. The program will definitely run out of funding in the next couple of years. So, bottom line, he said, the legislature is going to need to address this in some way. Basically, apply for a grant and get the money from the state to continue your education both at community colleges, universities, and trade schools, according to this article. So we're going to have to do more studying on this. Is this something that government should be doing? Is this something that they should actually be funding? I don't know. Right now, based on the budget numbers she's throwing out there, there's going to have to be some major cuts. And I think programs like these are probably going to be on the chopping block. You've got to reduce the spending because we cannot afford any more taxes. No more increases, period, end of story. So we'll see if the message comes through. We'll see where this goes. But definitely a lot of negotiating going on in Lansing regarding the pending upcoming fiscal year 2026 budget. Final segment of hour number two, short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today here in this second hour. Greatly appreciate all the information that is coming to us from Lansing via MERS News Service today. Back in session, committees' assignments have broken. They are heading into these various committees, and the process will continue, they said, in both chambers, House and Senate, for a full legislative session tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Now, one thing you have to understand, lawsuits are happening, judges are ruling on certain bills. For example, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services cannot pay foster care organizations less than what the legislature had appropriated, according to a judge's ruling. Court of Claims Judge Saima Patel, who sits on the appeals court bench, entered a permanent injunction from the Department of Health and Human Services from enforcing their 2025 agreement. The provisions in the amended master agreement is invalid and must be struck from all future contracts, Patel wrote in her opinion this morning. Defendants are not permitted to pay plaintiffs an administrative rate less than the mandatory minimum set by the legislature. Well, MERS reached out to the Department of Health and Human Services and has not received a return call yet. Janet Reynolds Snyder, president and CEO of the plaintiff, Michigan Federation for Children and Families, applauded the judge's ruling. Says it brings crucial relief and stability to the nonprofit as well as their private foster care agencies that are serving the state's children and families. All children deserve excellence in the service that we provide, in every effort to ensure that they grow up in strong families and get support from their local communities. With this decision, our member organization can continue to meet the full scope of children's needs, free from the threat of a reduced funding uncertainty. Where did this all come from? Well, 20 Michigan foster care organizations filed a lawsuit back in December 18th of last year, alleging that the Department of Health and Human Services improperly reduced the amount of compensation it paid to foster care service providers. What kind of money are we talking about? Well, basically, $60.20 per day. Roughly 30-day month, you're looking at about $1,800. foster care organizations and families receiving that amount of money to take care of foster children. Well, in their previous lawsuit, the plaintiff's attorney said that the Department of Health and Human Services threatened to terminate the contracts if foster care agencies would not accept a lower per diem rate. He said the signed amended contracts were under protest to protect the children and the families they served. While the Department of Health and Human Services challenged the lawsuit, who the plaintiffs brought, and the Judge Patel said they do have standing because they will suffer a special and unique injury if the fully appropriated per diem rate is not paid. Their income would be insufficient to meet their budget needs, could lead to requiring layoffs and reduced services. The judge also rejected the Department of Health and Human Services' argument that they could divide the legislative administrative rate into what they call a base and an incentive. Well, the judge found no merit in those arguments. How many people are we talking about? What size of budget are we looking at? Well, currently in the state of Michigan, there's 4,000 children who enter foster care each year. Each year, the state legislature sets a per diem that the Department of Health and Human Services must pay to foster care service providers. Back in the fiscal year 2024, they reduced the amount that was legislatively mandated down to $55.20 a day. Well, according to the complaint, these amended contracts lowered the monthly incentive. The agencies then sued, and the judge held in their favor. So if the legislature sets the pay, it must be followed. One bureaucratic agency, the Department of Health and Human Services, cannot reduce what the legislators mandate. So it looks like another lost lawsuit by Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Department of Health and Human Services, led by Elizabeth Hertel, the current director. So this is now going back to them with the mandate they must pay the increased amount. So if you know anybody in foster care, looks like basically $6 a day times 30 days in a month, you're going to get an increase back to your $180 additional compensation. That's it for hour number two. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us